Listener-supported Christian radio, Life 100.3. That was Matthew Parker, Adventure. I was going to say good morning because it's Steve Bradley with you this afternoon with David Mann and Pastor Jen Wager. It's 1:21.
It is, and Steve Bradley's here because it's a bit of a different day here at the radio station. Amid the fears of COVID-19, we decided that, hey, it's good to reach out to Central Ontario and find out what our pastors are saying. Specifically about how to combat, what is so alarming with COVID-19. So Jen Wager, pastor of Barrie Free Methodist Church, senior pastor, has graciously came in today. We've already heard her really sharing about what the service looked like yesterday at Barrie Free Methodist. A lot of churches across Central Ontario, a lot of the bigger ones, right? The government advised gatherings of more than 250 to be, yeah. And so they did live streaming, did something differently. And now we want to come back and, just ask Jen, what you would say to your congregation. And we talked earlier about, cultivating presence of God. And this is a real opportunity for that.
Right. So one of the best ways that you can cultivate the experience or presence of God in your life is just to be choosing to be mindful of Him, like looking for Him. So realizing, when events sort of come together, asking, was that God? And so like when I'd said, well, I was spending time alone with God, really asking, God, I need some encouragement. Do you hear me? And then Steve Bradley calls, right? And it's like, I have to believe that was God, right? We have to be willing to make some of those connections. So I sometimes think that we can just say, oh no, that wasn't God. But God knows exactly what we need. And I think that's one of the things that we actually have to take scripture serious when it says, you know me, like you know me, you know when I go out and you know when I rise up, like where can I go from your presence? Where can I flee from your spirit?
Oh, that's a good word.
Right? Like we have to believe the word of God first, that He actually knows us and knows what we need. And secondly, we need to be willing to spend time alone with God, whether it's in prayer or it is in reading the scripture, or it is just being, right? I think sometimes we get so caught up in the busyness of life that the thought of stopping and just being quiet and letting God speak to us, one, we might not even believe that God wants to say anything at all to us, and that's a lie from the enemy, so we just say to that. but then we actually have to believe that he's a kind and loving God, right? So often we have this idea that He wants to be condemning, and everything He says to us is like, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong. Well, that's also a lie from the enemy, and it's like, no, God is good. And
it's kind of like we feel like we have a whack-a-mole, like God's got a whack-a-mole, like, you know, that game, the fair game, and like we pop out of the hole and He's ready to whack us. But like you're just saying, it's not like that at all.
No, it's not. And so to be willing to actually position ourselves in a spot, maybe you get a God chair at your house. Like that's just when you sit down and you experience God. Like for my dad, it was always beside the bed at night. He would kneel, like physically kneel beside the bed at night and pray,
that's
right?
Good.
And so having that spot that you always go to say, that's where I'm going to encounter God. So making space for God, reading your Bible is so important. And I would say thoroughly get rid of the distractions. So, because sometimes it's really here, God, or to experience God, if we have these distractions in our life. So maybe it's a habit or a hobby, or maybe it's Netflix or Disney Plus.
I know
for me last week, the Lord said, you need to get rid of Disney Plus. And I was like, now?
The Lord told you that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and Jen, going back to, shutting those things out, and Steve Bradley, maybe he needs to cut that on his life. The way that he's reacting.
Hey, I wanted to know why
I'm
not Disney Plus, but I'm not going to ask you because I don't want to know right now. I don't want to cut it.
But you talk about shutting things out, and we already heard earlier today from Premier Ford. He addressed Ontario and talked about some of the legislation that they're putting in place that would protect workers who are going to have to be off because of quarantines, because of, restricting themselves, the possibility of COVID-19. And he even addressed there that there's been some like faulty circulation of news to do with this virus. And you talked about shutting things out, but how do you find a balance in that? Because we do want to be informed, but we also don't want to overreact.
You're so right. And I think you need wise counsel. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let them ask God, who gives generously to Amen. All without reproach, and it will be given to you. So I think first and foremost, you got to figure out who the wise counselors are. Shut off social media.
Come on, Jen.
All right? Like just shut it off because... Yeah. Like go to the public health website, go to any like formalized government websites, okay? Because so often with social media, it just plays on the hype of everyone else rather than actually going to what the truth is. Mm-hmm. So I would say guard yourself against unwise counselors. And part of what the enemy does is he stirs up anxiety, right? And
just
so it's
that.
Like, no, we can't allow ourselves to give in to the panic that the enemy wants to stir up. And so I said to my team last week, we have to take the pin out of panic, and you're left with AC, which is like, we're just going to be cool about this. And I know that's a really bad pun, but it got me thinking, like, how often do we give in to panic because of the things that we see on social media? And I had a conversation with a friend of mine who was just all like, what is going on? The world is coming to an end. And I'm like, who has told you this? And she's like, well, the news says, and I'm like, you got to change who you're listening to. So I would say wise counsel is the best thing.
You know, what's funny? Are you, sorry.
You go ahead.
All right. I was just, you know, thinking about how much anxiety, you know, being, we're an anxious society as it is.
I think
individuals, because of social media, because of different things, maybe you're going through at work, anxiety is heightened. And I think this is, it's almost a tipping point for society. You know, like we're seeing people do the mask buying of things like toilet, like where did the toilet paper thing come from? Like, this is not going to help you one iota going out and buying toilet paper, but yet society's decided to grab onto this toilet paper thing, and we're hanging on to it for dear life. And you were even hearing some people getting in fights, and it was in Ontario over a box of Kleenex, two grown men getting in a fight. And it's like, we need to somehow bring peace and calm. And just as you're saying, Pastor Jen, finding that peace, that quiet, you know, that praying. And you know, it's somebody who I've shared about my anxiety, about being anxious. You know, I've shared about that on air and in different places. And it is very hard for me to shut down. It is very, my mind goes a million miles an hour because I'm thinking, what if that? I should have done this, should have done that. And so I know, and I can see through people's posts that they are feeling that right now. They're feeling like, what if I don't have, you know, enough food? What if they shut down the borders? What if they shut down everything? And I, you know, just even hearing, this is why we wanted you in, Pastor Jen, is because you're bringing that pastoral peace. You're bringing us back to where we need to be. And that's in the word, and that's in prayer. And if we don't take, I really just have really appreciated your counsel in this, because if we don't listen and we don't hear, you know, we will drive ourselves nuts.
Well, the scripture says the Lord is my...
Come on.
What does it say?
No, you finish it.
The Lord is my shepherd. Yep. I shall not be in want. Right? I shall not be in want. And it also says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
Amen.
Or his children begging for bread. I can do all things for Christ who gives me strength, right? All my needs will be met in Christ Jesus. Like, I think we have to remember who our identity is in. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation.
Yeah.
The old has gone and the new has come. And so we have to remind ourselves. And so when I went to get groceries on Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You are an early riser. Pastor Jen is like up at 5:30.
I made a choice between No Frills and Zaire's, because one opened at 7 and one opened at 8. And I said, I will go to the one that opens at 7, because really, who's up at 7?
Right.
And I heard the people who were stocking the shelves say this: I don't know why they're so concerned. The food is not running out.
Ooh.
And at that point, my little heart went.
My little heart.
That's Jesus.
Your little heart?
My little heart.
Okay.
Just went, that's Jesus. He will never run out. My God will meet all my needs.
Come on.
My God will. And so we have to remind ourselves that in the midst of this craziness that is going on, right? He says to the storm, shh, shh. That's right. It's not as if he yells at the storm.
Yeah.
Or he actually just speaks to the storm. So whatever storm is going on in our life right now, we actually have to get a hold of it and then give it to Jesus and ask him to do the shh, shh. And he does, because that's who he is, right?
Absolutely.
That's who he is. Mm-hmm.
David, why don't you take a few, Pastor Jen, why don't
Pastor Jen?
Yeah. Pastor Jen, why don't you just take as much time as you need right now and just pray for us.
Sure.
Pray for Central Ontario, pray for our churches, pray for our pastors, because my heart, you know, being a former pastor, is I can just imagine what all the staff went through in our churches this past week, trying to get ready for Sunday and even the next few weeks. What is that going to look like? So would you pray over churches, pray over all of us who may have anxiety about what's next, and help us to just trust in the Lord?
Sure. All right. The Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." God, you are a promise-keeping God. And your word says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, that we are to exchange anxiety for peace. And so, Lord God, would you remind us today of the fact that you are sovereign God. You are our shepherd. You look after us. You're going to provide for us. When we put our faith and hope in you, you look after everything. Would you help us just to let go of the storms in our lives and allow you to be God, to bring the shh, shh, to bring your peace, to bring your goodness. So would you help us to think about whatever is true and whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. Help us to think about whatever is praiseworthy or excellent. Help us to think about these things. We thank you that you hear our prayers, that you love us more than we can ever imagine or hope for. And Lord God, that we would experience your tight, very tight grip on us. And you're going to watch over us and keep us safe because you're a good dad. Lord, help us to love you more during this time. In your name, amen.
Amen. We've been speaking with Pastor Jen Wagger of Berry Free Methodist Church. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem.